Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Bachelor Nation is definitely making headlines this week. This is the Almost Famous podcast, and Ashley is here to break down all the big stories going on in Bachelor Nation. And this is not a big story to me, Ashley, the first one, but it is one that has absolutely, it's taken Bachelor Nation by storm. Like, it's everywhere.
Why is this not a big headline to you?
Because it's not controversial. Or
it's a little controversial.
Okay. You're going to explain to me why it's controversial. I have not read any of your notes on why or what this headline is, but everybody's watching it. Here's my one thought before it even gets started is somebody better be making royalties on this video because it's blowing up and it's everywhere. Here's the headline. Bachelor star Daisy Kent's music video resurfaces and fans are shocked by explicit lyrics.
Ben, did you watch the TikTok I sent you?
No.
I have not. Ben, that's outrageous that you didn't do that. You needed to do that for your job.
Okay, well, I turned off. No, here's, honestly, you want to know what happened?
Uh-huh. You were in public and you were like, oh, no. I can't listen to this?
Oh, no, I don't have that excuse. I was literally sitting in my house. This comes through. I did start the video. So when you say, have you put your eyes on this video? Yes, I have. It was so cringy within 5 minutes. I was like, I'm out. I can't do this.
Within 5 minutes. I mean, the thing doesn't even last five seconds. Okay.
I was like, I can't do this. Like, I just, this doesn't feel like something that I can watch. But I didn't realize the weight of that video until now. So after this episode's done, I am going to go back and watch the video. But tell me why I should watch this video or what makes it so shocking.
It's shocking because of the lyrics. Okay, so Daisy's in this music video. It happened 3 years. She shot it 3 years ago. It's a song by this guy, Abe Dollar Sign. The song is called Sundown. If you're in Bachelor Nation and you haven't seen it on your TikTok feed, your TikTok feed is not yet curated perfectly for you. Your algorithm is messed up. Okay, so she is like the chick in the video, but she also is like singing part of it. And she doesn't sing the most, like the most disturbing line, because there's one line to me that I texted. My sister was like, have you seen the video? She sent it to me. And then I texted her back and I go, did he just say, Easton, producer Easton, get on the beeps. I think that this is going to have to be beeped out as this is like a PG-13 show. It says, did you something like that? Lick, I miss you. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Lick the sex off my.
Hey, Ashley, will you tell me what that means?
Okay, I don't have the entire lyric. I don't know whether he's asking her to do it or like, I miss you doing it or like you once did it. Sorry for like the lack of context, because all I wrote to my sister was lick the sex off my.
I don't even know what that means.
Do you really not know what that means?
I don't think I do. I mean, I have like vivid, like I can like somewhat put.
I'm with you. Like, I'm pretty sure I know what that means, but like, I guess I don't like 100% know, but like, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't actually like know what that's referring to.
I think you do.
Okay. You're assuming my mind, and you know my mind can go weird places often. You assuming my mind is in a place where that is what they meant by that lyric.
Yeah.
Mm. It's aggressive. Okay, it's very to the point.
It's very explicit. Okay. Yes. There's no beating around the bush. Goodness pun gracious. Not intended.
Now I have... Now I have so many weird things in my head and I cannot get them out of my head and I don't like it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's go through some of the other lyrics. I heard you've been around my way thinking about it every damn day. What do you want to do with me now? Think you've got to figure it out. I've been trying to see you through. Baby, I'm in love with you. I think we got to work it out. I'm hurt that you're not around. And like, those are the lyrics that like Daisy's singing. And then he says, I think I'm better. I don't give a fuck now. Said you can lick my suck my now.
This song feels like it's a very different balance between the lyrics and
like
the chorus.
Her lyrics where it's like you can play it on pop radio versus
yeah,
his
like
lyrics.
Hey, I miss you, I love you, I'd love to have you back. And he's like, well, I'm over it, you know what you can do. And yeah, it just feels like a very weird dynamic.
Yeah,
it's artistic.
Some of the comments out there are really funny. This is a Christmas tree farm Hallmark movie. Hot chocolate drinking Santa Claus coming to my town, Daisy. Like, this is that Daisy? I am floored.
Yeah.
What'd he say? And some other person goes, she sounds good. Yeah. She actually has a gorgeous voice. Too bad it's so auto-tuned here.
Yeah. Okay, so Ashley, to close this story up, obviously, if you have not seen the video, you should go see the video, but this is out there. It's everywhere. It's not going to be hard to find. I'm sure in my life there is a music video of me somewhere.
Well, there is the spring break video in which you said what? I'm sorry.
I saw and found cocaine. What more could you want? Yeah, that is out there. But I'm like, my buddies and I would like dress up and sing songs and like videotape each other as like little kids.
I have like Demi Lovato and then Taylor Swift and Pink. Like, there's this music video that I did.
Yeah,
it's a compilation.
But these songs.
This is a real music video, Ben. Oh. Not like a stand around your family room and tape yourself.
When I first started watching it, it looked like one that like they sit around.
It's probably not too much higher of a budget.
Oh my goodness! All right, go watch the video. Next headline is this: Bachelor fans furious after show gets pushed back from Oprah's infomercial for Ozempic. The question fans are asking is, who asked for this?
Well, nobody asked for this. I don't know who asked for this or who thought it would be a good idea to put Oprah's. You guys, if you tuned in to The Bachelor on what you thought was supposed to be an 8 o'clock time slot on Monday, and then you were like me and saw that Oprah was doing basically Oprah's weight loss journey, because, you know, she's always talked about her weight. Now she's talking about how she's used Ozempic and it was there and we had to wait an extra hour. I'm sure they had a lot of Bachelor viewers tune into that hour. But, you know, as far as the who asked for this, like, well, Bachelor Nation didn't, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who found it to be interesting.
So ABC, so you're telling me ABC said, hey, we have one of the most successful seasons in the last six seasons.
Let's push it back
an hour for this story.
Pretty weird to use that time slot. It seems like a Friday time slot, to be honest, you know, before 2020 or something.
Yeah, but who are we? We're just two podcast hosts. Like, we don't know television.
This is also Oprah. And Oprah is like, no, I'm not going to take a Friday time slot.
Oh, okay. Is this Oprah's new show or is this just like
a
one-off thing?
Special.
Interesting. So a bunch of Bachelor people tuned into The Bachelor. They got their wine out. They got their popcorn. They had all their snacks sitting in front of them. And there's Oprah telling them there's no Bachelor for an hour later. Is that what you're saying?
You know, I really wonder now that we're just discussing this and we're saying things out loud. Do you think they're like, this subject matter would be interesting to the audience that normally tunes into The Bachelor, to that demographic?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's women dominated.
Yeah, it's better than putting it on like in the middle of March Madness. But like, I still don't understand how they push the show back in like an hour.
Or put that on, the Ozempic thing, on at 10. That seems to make more sense.
You get the rollover, the people that fall asleep with the TV on, like me, and then you just watch it, you know, you get great viewership. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, hey, big news coming out of the Golden Bachelor. Beloved Golden Bachelor stars, Kathy Schwartz and Susan Knowles, to host new Golden Hour podcast. This is according to People Magazine. We know the two of them well. They're straight comedy. Together.
You know the two of them better than
point.
I.
Yeah,
as,
good point.
As Kathy doesn't remember meeting me.
Yeah. But okay. I am a big fan of the two of them. I think this is a great choice. They are really funny together. They love each other very much. The dynamic's going to be great. But it's a big announcement.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be called Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Hour. And they're going to be sharing their life lessons. So it's not going to be like a recap show. They're going to add some humor, of course, and they're going to ask listeners to dish on what's going on in their lives. Says that nothing surprises us. They're going to serve up some real wisdom about relationships, heartbreak, and even sex. And that's what we got. That's the synopsis.
I want them to break down this music video. I want them to tell me what they think that means. I can't get it out of my head. Maria, from this year's season of The Bachelor, obviously a fan favorite, reveals if she has Bachelor regret and what Bachelorette reached out to her. This is according to Bachelor Nation.
Mm-hmm. So they did an interview with her backstage at Women Tell All. And she says, of course, I would have done some things differently looking back. Hindsight is 2020. I would have changed a couple things, but for the most part, I stayed true to who I am and I can't be mad about that. I'm okay with how things planned, how they played out. And then she was asked about like how she's been receiving all the love from the fans online. And she just keeps saying that she's in awe of all the love and support. She didn't expect an overwhelming response of positivity and support. And she's really appreciative of that. So she's so thankful for people who are seeing me for what I am and that they are on board.
Lace Morris welcomes baby boy Liam Lee. Now, we're going to have Lace on to the podcast here very soon for a very exclusive interview talking about her journey and her current state of life. This, according to Bachelor Nation as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, she posted the picture of Liam Lee, adorable. He was born on March 16th. We're going to get all the details from her. The one that I'm most eager to ask is where the dada is, because I know that she was open about sharing her relationship with the dad on social media a few months ago, and then all of a sudden it stopped. So thinking about Lace and hoping that this transition to motherhood for her is absolutely beautiful.
Ashley, I think we can expect that interview, what, next week to come out?
Yeah. Okay,
good.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hannah Ann is getting ready to be married. Her wedding is right around the corner, and she has an absolutely gorgeous bridal shower in Nashville. The quote is, a bridal dream come true.
It really was. You can see the pictures and videos on Instagram, and I'm like, why does this girl always have the perfect tan? Whoever does her tan or whatever product she uses needs to be shared. She looked gorgeous. She said it was one of the best days of her life, a total bridal dream come true. And as far as Bachelor Nation attending the event, we saw Victoria Fuller was there. And then her future husband, Jake, who is currently on the practice squad, I think, with the Ravens. He made an appearance at the end for a sweet little cake cutting moment.
Wow, I just found out that's a thing.
Yeah, the husband shows up at the end of like the bridal shower and sometimes at the end of the baby shower, but like most traditionally the bridal. Did you not?
No, I did. I think I did.
Oh, okay, there you go. Well, then how did you just find out?
Well, I thought I was doing something like uniquely cool. But I guess it's a thing. All right. Well, Chelsea Vaughn shares dating update and reveals she found a new apartment post breakup.
Well, that is good. So we reported a couple months ago about her split with her Bachelor in Paradise Canada love, Austin Tinsley. They ended up moving to New York together just to break up very shortly after. So that sucked. But she is got a new place. And she said, my intention at the moment is put myself out there, meet new people, have a good time dating without the pressure of needing or wanting to find a new relationship. And she loves her new place because it's the same layout, but it's a different unit. And then she has this cute little bar cart, and she's showing all the little decorating details on her Instagram story as well.
Abigail and Noah have been in the headlines recently. They have admitted that they haven't started wedding planning yet and talked about if they'll elope. This, according to Bachelor Nation. Ashley, what's the update?
Well, the update is they're really focused on their house right now, renovating the home, and they've been showing it on Instagram step by step, room by room, and it has been awesome to watch. I would love to have them come and just spruce up some of our rooms. Our rooms are all really nice, but like, they are making everything look super unique. They could honestly have their own HGTV show. But she did get on Instagram in a new TikTok. Never mind. It was on Instagram. It was on TikTok. And she said that she was going to share some wedding updates. She said, I'm going into month 7 of being engaged, and I have been getting a couple questions about why it's taking so long for us to start planning the wedding. Well, if you guys want the honest answer, is because we don't want to. I know that sounds bad, and it's really not what I mean. Noah and I are so excited to get married to each other, but we just don't have the planning bone in our bodies. We hired a wedding planner to try and help us because we know we need a lot of help. And at this point, I feel like Noah and I know more of what we don't want on our wedding versus what we do want. We decided not to elope. It was actually something that we were seriously considering just because it would make our lives so much easier. But ultimately, we decided not to because it's really important for us that our families could be there so that they could witness everything on the wedding day, like the vows. But we know we want something smaller. We really just want our family and our closest friends there. The idea of having 100 plus people stresses her out.
I get that. Understandable. Well, Peter Weber opens up about Eakin Sue and the romance rumors. His quote is, she's a special girl.
Okay. So last week we had a very similar headline because it seemed like his mom had like hard launched the Eakin Sue relationship. She posted a picture of her and then Peter's sister-in-law, who's married to his brother. And we were like, okay, just the three of them out to lunch in LA. Interesting. But when I talked to Peter, not even a month ago, he was saying that they were, of course, just friends. Now, after the picture created quite the buzz last week, their co-star, John Burko, said that he felt like there was a relationship of potential bliss brewing between Peter and Eakin Sue. Eakin Sue then played coy by saying, everyone caught my eye. We're really good friends. And so then on the reunion show of the Traitors, which is, oh, sorry, by the way, where they met, Andy Cohen, who was the host, chimed in and said, some of the best relationships start off as friends. And this week, Peter doubled down in an interview with Page Six saying, Eakin Sue is great. Honestly, she became one of my best friends from the show. Sorry that my tone is of doubt. And he added that he was definitely not blushing while talking about her and that she's a special girl. And I can truly say we're really good friends. What do you think, Ben? What do you think?
I think they're
really good friends.
I think at this point, I go back to my theory of it's really hard to just be really good friends when you're both single looking and
single looking good.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know. Well, speaking of people not being for just friends, Sydney and Fred Warner welcome baby boy and reveal his name. The quote is, the best day of our lives.
So Sydney had a C-section, planned C-section, on March 7th. And she was posting a lot leading up to it and has really updated the fans a lot afterward, doing a lot of Q&As. His name is Bo Anthony Warner, and they haven't been showing his face on social media. It's been covered by a little heart, but it's really seeming like the whole family is really adapting quite well to this new life with the baby. She just keeps going on and on about how much she and Fred are totally head over heels in love with this sweet baby boy.
Well, that's all the headlines we have for you today. It's what's going on in Bachelor Nation. Some big topics, some interesting topics, some ones I'm going to have to investigate myself following. Again, we have a crazy good week coming up next week. Interview with Lace Morris. We have Almost Good Advice. We'll have a breakdown of the finale, and we have some really special things planned for that. We have just, I think, going to be one of the coolest finale episodes we've ever done. Is going to be right here on the Almost Famous podcast. So until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See you guys.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS. Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower. Our registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.